The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Jake Bourgeois with the Dyersville Commercial and Eric Hens with Creston News. Jake, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
There's been discussion about a possible package or bailout for farmers and the ag sector. Have you been involved in any of those discussions? What have you heard about some sort of package for farmers?
So far, I'm just involved with discussions of it with people in the administration. And at this point, it's all being talked about within the executive branch, and it would be involved with authority that the Department of Agriculture has to put it out. I think they have a problem coming up with the exact amount of money, and I think they're having a problem with the money. So the president has talked about using tariff money to support farmers, and that's probably legitimate because the uncertainty of his tariff agreements, particularly with China not buying soybeans, may have something to do with it. But as far as Capitol Hill is concerned, there hasn't been a package put together on Capitol Hill yet, and I suppose we're waiting to see what the president and the Secretary of Agriculture can do to help, because they've talked about doing it. And if you remember in 2019, the last time China didn't buy soybeans from us, the president took money from the Commodity Credit Corporation to supplement farmers' lack of income from low grain prices and inability to export to China. Aaron?
Yeah, so I know we're getting pretty close to that Tuesday night deadline regarding a government shutdown. What is the Senate looking for in the next budget bill that it hasn't been passed yet?
Well, we would like to pass what's called a clean continuing resolution, CR for short. And we're not snubbing the Democrats' interest in having some issues negotiated. But for right now, we would like to do those negotiations between now and November 21st, when we think we can have all the appropriation bills done. So right now, the issue is to have a clean CR for Republicans. Democrats want to negotiate those things right now. And if that negotiation started right now, then you wouldn't get it done by tomorrow night and government would shut down. It costs money to shut the government down. It costs money to open up the government. Government's supposed to be a service for the American people, and you can't serve the American people if government's not open. And it's just a ridiculous thing, situation to be in. And so consequently, I just hope that we can keep government open and put off the Democrat demands until sometime before Thanksgiving, that we'll reach an agreement with them. Jake.
Wanted to ask about a push that you've been a part of to get phosphate added to the critical minerals list. What's the goal of sort of getting added to this list, and what would that addition to that list in particular help with?
Yeah, the goal of getting it added to the list would be that it have a higher priority with the Secretary of Commerce to reduce tariffs on imports of phosphate. You could also make the same argument for potash. Fertilizer prices are very high, and input costs compared to the prices that farmers are getting are as high as they've been since such a ratio was set up. So it's just one step of necessary to get more import of importation of input products that farmers need to grow their crops. Aaron?
Yeah, so earlier this year, there was a pretty big bipartisan push for the release of what is being called the Epstein files. And in 2019, you yourself called for the release of those files. However, I know earlier this year, this month, you and other Republicans voted against the forced relief. What changed that you voted against this measure?
Well, we voted against it because it wasn't something that should be put on the bill that was up. The defense bill is usually very bipartisan, and Schumer's effort to get the Epstein files public on a defense bill was strictly a political move that was unjustified at the time, and that's why all Republicans voted against it. I believe that the Epstein files ought to be made public, but not through the defense bill. Jake?
So there's been a lot of news about immigration recently. There's been a lot of conversation about H-1B visas, and we've also seen just in the state a couple of immigration-related arrests. What are you seeing and hearing when it comes to the enforcement and the conversation around immigration enforcement and some of these policies?
Well, obviously, we expect our enforcement agencies to enforce the law, and we expect people that violated the law to be apprehended and deported because they entered our country illegally. Beyond that, there's issues dealing with the president putting a $100,000 fee on H-1B people coming to this country that I think for the most part think engineers and doctors when you think H-1B. But there's a lot of other people could come in under it. I don't know the wisdom of the president doing that. He says that if you have that sort of a fee, the companies are going to seek out the brightest people to help our industry. I'm not sure I buy that argument, but I know this, that Grassley and Durbin have had H-1B bills in the past to reform the system, to make sure we put priority on only giving H-1B visas after we know that there's not enough workers in the United States. And we've always fought industry on that. And I think now they ought to be thinking about maybe if they had worked with us in the past to restore integrity of the H-1B program, they might not be dealing with the president now putting this $100,000 fee on. So we've never passed the Grassley-Durbin bill, but we're reintroducing it into this new Congress today, and I hope we can get business support, and I hope we can it's even possible if we bring enough integrity to the program that we even increase the number of H-1B people coming to the United States. Aaron, you're the last question.
All right. I know that the president met with the Israeli president today to talk about possible changes and resolutions. What is something that you're hoping for going into these possible changes?
I hope that the United States does not try to influence Netanyahu's effort to destroy Hamas and turn Gaza into a safe place for people to live, and not a challenge to the safety of Israelis right close by. Now, if all that stuff can be done and bring peace, then I'm in favor of anything the president can do to bring about peace. But I think that the attack on Israel was one of the most unjustified attacks that could exist. And Israel has a right to defend itself, and we should respect the right of Israel to defend itself. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Jake and Aaron, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.